This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy Casimir.
And I'm Emily Lubin.
How's it going, Emily?
Honestly, I'm doing great.
Me too.
I'm doing great. How's your week been?
My week's been good. I got to skip working out because I fell down the stairs the night before my alleged workout or my supposed workout.
Where were you?
I was at my boyfriend's and it was after a Halloween party and we came back late. And I was like really tired and I kept trying to stay up to watch White Lotus and I like very much was not awake. And like, he was like, let's go to bed. He doesn't like when I sleep on the couch because like it's a communal space.
Because he doesn't want to ruin the couch?
No, because there's like two other guys there. He's like, stop sleeping in front of my roommates.
Oh, he has roommates.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was one of those people that are like, don't sleep on my couch because then you'll imprint on
the couch. No. That's fine. So he's the downstairs level and his roommates are upstairs. So he's always like, just come downstairs or whatever. And I start walking, but I think I was like sleepwalking because I just like fell down the stairs. And then I like started crying the way a little child cries when they're shocked at how they hurt themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like when
they don't
startled.
Even know if they're hurt yet.
Yeah, like I didn't even know how hurt I was just like, oh, I can't believe I fell down the stairs. And like,
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am okay. I thought I twisted my ankle. It turns out I just have like a lot of bruises on the ass, but it did get me out of working out. And for that, I'm grateful.
Wow, that's a small win right there.
Small win.
But your trainer was understanding. I forget your trainer's name.
Ahmed.
He's very understanding about you missing a session, right?
Yeah. He was like, don't worry, champ. And then I was like, I can come out on Friday maybe like or whatever. But then Friday never happened. So yay.
That's great, Remy.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, actually, how many sessions do you even have left?
I don't know. I asked him and he was like, I'll count it up. And then he didn't. So I don't know.
Do you think it's more than five, less than five?
I have no idea.
So we're in limbo here.
We're in limbo.
Well, the only reason why I'm asking is because I'm wondering when this is done, what's the plan? You going to join a gym or like, what do you think? Or just work out at home maybe?
I think I want to learn about more like what we're talking about today, like LIT method is like at home stuff that you can do from your bedroom. Like, I think that's what I want to be doing.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think like different people, different things work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, everything depends on who you are. I think it was last week's episode. We were talking about, you know, at home versus a class versus a gym. And I personally hate working out at home because I need to be held accountable in a way, but that's not even really the word. By myself, like if I'm in my own house, there's so many things that I can get distracted by.
Sure.
So completing a workout, I just don't feel like it would happen. Or I just feel like I would get distracted in the middle of it. So like
I dare you to try.
Well, I have tried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have tried. That's what happens, you know?
You just get like distracted and walk away from the screen.
Yeah, I'll just, I have ADHD. I do this with everything. I get up in the middle of movies and walk away and forget where I am. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. So I think being in an alternate location is so helpful for me. Mm-hmm. But I understand on the other side of that, some people get intimidated by a gym or it's just a pain in the ass to like get up and go to a location B. Like it's a bigger time investment. So it's more convenient to work out at home.
Yeah. I also think that some people, they have trouble working out from home because they're like, it's not compartmentalized. Like, it's not a separate space.
Right.
And I know a lot of people had issues with that when it came to working from home initially. And what I had said to those people, and what I would say to people who want to work out at home, but like, they feel that they want to compartmentalize it more, go for like a walk around your neighborhood, basically, and then arrive at home as if it's a, you know what I
mean?
I'm
at the gym.
Yeah. Like, you just go for like a little walk around the block or whatever. Like, I had an ex that used to work from home, and he would go for a walk in the morning, and then like, that was like him walking to the office, but it was just like getting out and like splitting up time a little more. I don't know.
I actually think that's so helpful. During COVID, I think during the lockdown, rather, we are still in COVID. Let's clarify that. Mm-hmm. For the first couple weeks, you know, I really wasn't leaving the house. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know, we didn't know how long it was going to be. A lot of people had this attitude that was kind of like, all right, I'll just stay in my house until it's over.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, we're like, this might never be over. I realized after I started taking walks, this changes absolutely everything.
Yeah, walks are the best.
Even if I'm just going outside and sitting on a stoop.
Yeah.
Just having the fresh air on your skin reinvigorates you, and it makes you feel just like you can't be in the same room all day.
I do a walk every night, even if I've not left my house all day. And it's usually because I'm smoking a joint and I don't want to hotbox my dad's apartment.
There you go.
But it's a nice walk. And what has been added to my walk now is there's a little cat that's in a convenience store every night, and he's there to like catch mice or whatever, but I keep him company.
I love a bodega cat.
Yeah.
Oh, the bodega cats of New York, they're the heartbeat of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
He's really cute.
He's friendly. He lets him, you pet
if
him.
I can't pet him because he's locked in this. He's just in there overnight alone. So he just looks out the window. So I go and I keep him company. And then I put my finger on the glass and he acts like I'm petting him.
Aww.
It's really cute.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I made a local friend cat.
Okay.
Recently with a neighborhood cat.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Necklace. I'm obsessed with him. He started following me home. Here's the thing. I know he's not a stray because he looks.
He has a name. Oh, wait. Did you name Necklace?
No.
Okay.
This is what happened. I wasn't sure who he belonged to, but I knew he belonged to someone because he's just so gorgeous. He didn't look like an alley cat. He looks like.
Rescues are beautiful too.
Okay. Yes. But he looked well cared for.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Well fed, well groomed.
Fluffy.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Gray tabby.
Mm-hmm.
And he's big too. He's like a baby tiger. Okay. Love him.
You meet him?
So I met him on my block.
Yeah.
I met him on my block, but he would never be like, I didn't know which house he belonged to.
Uh-huh.
And he started following me home. And then a few nights in a row, I was watching TV. I stay up usually till around midnight. And I would get up and walk toward my bedroom. And at the front door, Necklace would just be hanging out there. And wanting to
Hello,
be let
necklace.
In.
Necklace, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We meet again,
Did you
necklace.
Let Necklace in?
You bet your ass. Amazing. I let Necklace in. Not only did I let Necklace in, but
sleep with Necklace?
Oh, I wish. No, but I did treat him to some pickled herring that I had.
That's really nice.
He really enjoyed that. But then I decided maybe I shouldn't feed him because he's not mine.
Right.
But... And then for a few days, he was showing up, and I actually convinced myself that maybe this was my cat.
Mm.
Like, maybe this cat doesn't have an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's Little Orphan Annie. And he's
but does he have a collar?
No.
So how do you know his name's Necklace?
Oh, sorry. I know his name is Necklace because after he kept visiting me, I was like, whose cat is this?
Uh-huh.
So I start asking the neighbors, and one of the neighbors told me that his name is Necklace, and he's from a few doors down, but I don't know who the owner is.
Do you think that the cat's actually named Nicholas and somebody said Necklace wrong? Because he literally doesn't have a necklace.
Like, possibly.
Yeah.
It's also a boy. It's a boy.
Yeah.
Cat. Oh,
well, no, that was.
I mean, Necklace,
Harry
I guess.
Harry Styles. Necklace.
Necklace is a genderless name.
Yeah.
No, I think it's Necklace. I think he has, like, I think there's a small child that named the cat.
necklace. Does he have a short neck? Are we commenting on his body?
I think he's just so beautiful.
Is this child body shaming necklace?
I honestly think he's just so stunning.
Do you know what I mean? Neckless.
Neckless.
Like he might have.
Yeah, wait, do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. We'll talk about necklace later, maybe. But for now, thank God. I just wanted to read this DM that I got about me vomiting during workouts. This was a very helpful one, and I really appreciate it. So I wanted everybody else to hear it too. She says, hello, longtime fan of DST. I'm a personal trainer, strength and condition coach, and doctor of physical therapy, also recovering from disordered eating and body dysmorphia. You sound like you should come on this show. Just listened to your fitness episode and wanted to confirm from a professional that you should not throw up from exercise. This is both a central nervous system response and poor timing effect. If you are pushed too quick, too far from your fitness level, your body has a sympathetic nervous system reaction causing GI distress, which can lead to the vomiting. Not eating prior to exercise can also cause a regurgitation effect. Ideal recommendation from a fitness and medical standpoint, adequate warm-up including cardio, flexibility, joint mobility, and muscle activation. Appropriately dosed exercise session to your fitness level, eating a protein and a carbohydrate 20 to 60 minutes prior to exercise. Hope this helps. From Tess. Thank you, Tess. It really does.
Tess, that super helps.
Yeah. That's what I had started doing is I eat way before. It's usually a carb or a protein now. And yeah, it's been held at bay.
Yeah. And it makes perfect sense why that would happen now that I'm thinking about it, because it makes sense that your central nervous system might go crazy. Because think about like going into a really intense workout without warming up. Mm-hmm. Your body temperature would get so hot very quickly.
I need more ice packs. Oh, wait, that's not. We'll tell you about the ice packs next time. Yeah.
But I do think that everything she says makes total sense. So I'm happy that you were able to glean something from sharing your vomit story.
Totally. And if anybody else is doing that, just knowing that it's not the goal. Like, I think that's what pissed me off.
No, I
when my ex told me, oh, that means you're doing a really good workout or whatever. It means you're pushing yourself too hard.
Yeah, I hate that someone said that to you. That's like really strange. That's really strange. Like, would that guy throw up from every workout?
Sometimes, yeah.
I just think that's nuts that there are people out there that are vomiting after workouts and thinking that that's good.
Yeah.
Concerning.
Yeah, and it's not good for your teeth.
No, definitely. I mean, throwing up every day is not good for you. Yeah, it's just not. But
and
thank you.
It doesn't taste great.
No.
So today we're going to have some guests to talk about the reasons why you should not be throwing up from a workout and how to work out in a way that will not make you do that, but also won't hurt your body.
Remy, if there was an award for best transition on a podcast, you would win for that.
Listen.
Transition. That was so good. No, but seriously, we talked to Justin and Taylor Norris, who are the founders of The Lit Method, and we asked them a ton of questions about fitness, probably some dumb ones and some not so dumb ones, but I think it's important to ask dumb questions.
There are no dumb questions.
Because you get good answers. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So without further ado, let's get into the interview with Justin and Taylor.
Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Today, we have a guest. We actually have two guests in the studio. We're joined by the husband and wife team of the Lit Method, Justin and Taylor Norris. I said Lit Method, but that does stand for Low Impact Training Method. And I was going back and forth, like, do I say the full name? Do I say the short name? I think the short name is really cool.
The short name.
But it's short for the Low Impact Training Method.
A Lit Method, a Lit Couple. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
So happy to have you. I'm delighted to be joined by a husband and wife fitness duo because, yeah. I mean, what a power couple. But can you guys kind of tell us your background in fitness and how you guys met each other? Was it through fitness? Did you meet at the gym? What's your backstory?
Oh, this is
You pegged us already.
This is a love story coming up for you guys right
Yay,
now.
This is a fun love, story. Love. This is a fun story.
Yeah, so I've been in fitness basically my entire life. Started off as a personal trainer, worked my way up to managing director for one of the biggest gyms in all of Southern California, and really took off and had my own personal training business in Beverly Hills. I started training first at the park, built my client roster up to some of the biggest CEOs out there, and actually moved into a very small boutique gym in the heart of Beverly Hills, where I ran into Taylor.
Yeah, we met at the gym. Very cliche.
It was my first day, actually, at the gym. And of course, Taylor walks right up, and you guys will learn this as the podcast goes on. And she asked me out, and I said, is this what LA is like? Because I can do this.
It was literally his first day in LA, and I was like, he doesn't look like he's from here. This is great.
It's Bumble, but in real life.
It was pre-dating apps. It was like 10 years ago.
Amazing.
What tipped you off that he wasn't from around there?
He just didn't look like a typical LA boy.
So he looked smart.
Yeah, smart.
So you asked him out. Is that like a go-to move of yours? Do you like asking the I'm very pro women asking the men out. I think we need to reach out for what we want and grab it. Is that like your go-to, or were you just so taken by him?
Yeah, that was more of a whim thing.
She's saying that right now because I'm here, by the way. Maybe that was her strategy.
Oh, I see.
I have a question. Before your professional life working out, were you working out as children? Were you guys in sports or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been an athlete my entire life. Baseball, football, wrestling, track and field, you name it, I was doing it. Mm-hmm. As well as like exercising. I've kind of been part of that my entire life, especially with my family. Mm. And so that's just been still with me as a small child.
So you're used to working out with family?
Correct. Yeah. Every like Christmas day, a lot of people get together. Our family works out.
Oh God, you're one of those?
Yes, we are one of those families.
Are you one of those families that would like work out together on vacation?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't work out on vacation. I'm like, no.
He was like, I want tequila. No, but when I go on vacation with my family, yes. Yes. Definitely.
Their side of the family works out a lot.
What about you, Taylor? Did you grow up active?
My mom is super active. She was one of those bikini models. So she did the fitness competition.
Wow. Okay.
She's in better shape than I am. She's 65 and she's in amazing shape. Me, I conformed to fitness with Justin. I went to art school. I went to Parsons in New York. So I'm the artsy one, but got my personal training certification about 10 years ago. And we started training clients together. Mm-hmm. And that's how we started our business.
Cool. I you brought up that she's more in shape than you. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, what does it mean to be in shape?
It means something different to everyone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, this is a personal, like, what does it mean to you?
For me, honestly, I teach this all the time in my class. It's never about the physical appearance. It's about feeling good from the inside out. Fitness should never resonate with like you in a way of like how you look. I think fitness and working out should be about your mental, emotional well-being, because once you have that inside of you, nothing else really matters. It's all about how you feel.
Yeah.
Because my mom, she works out about 6 hours a day. So that's why she's
Are you
better
kidding me? Wow. We need to get your mom on. So I have a question for you, actually, Taylor. Seeing that growing up, did you feel pressure to be super athletic as well? Or do you think it just naturally rubbed off on you? Like, what effect did that have, having a super fit mom in the house?
No, she definitely made me work out a lot with her. So it was definitely rubbing off. My dad and my brother are more relaxed. My mom and I, we work out a lot.
So she like instilled your love of fitness in you.
Exactly. And then I met Justin.
That's so lovely.
Do you work out the three of you ever?
We do. On vacation. Actually,
so
last
cute.
Vacation, we did work out together.
Yes. Sweating out all the tequila. It was a great time.
That's adorable. I would never, but no. So you met at the gym. Is working out a massive part of your relationship? Like, do you guys often work out together? Or is that something that you had to adjust to doing?
I think we have a really unique relationship. I can say from the time we started dating up until 10 years in right now, we basically work out every single time with each other. I think through our entire 10-year relationship, there's been maybe 3 or 4 days we've been apart.
Yeah,
we moved in together after our first like 30 days of dating. Like, it was that fast. And
it's really fast.
It's been 10 years together. And so I think now every day we are really, really like active in the morning. So like first thing when we get up, that's exactly what we do, is just work out together. Mm-hmm. And it's more of like setting the tone for the day. It's not so much of, hey, let's beat ourselves up. It's more of like, get your mind in the right place. What do we got going on today? And you're getting a good sweat in.
Were you always like, do you work out at the same time of day? Or was that something that you had to compromise on?
I think Taylor had to compromise on it.
Yeah. Justin wakes up really early.
Sometimes
and I'm like more of a night person. Mm-hmm. So, but I wake up early now, 6 a.m.
And you like it?
Yeah.
Getting that worm?
Yeah.
This is actually super relevant because last week we were talking, Remy's been working out with a personal trainer. Mm. And she threw up a few times in her training sessions.
I did.
And we were talking about this, like what could have caused this. And my thoughts, and actually somebody DM'd us later, was that you should definitely eat something small before. But if you're waking up at 6 in the morning, do you guys have breakfast before? Like, what is the routine? Do you wait until
Taylor
after you work out?
Head. She's like, no.
No, I never eat before. I might throw up if I did eat before.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I also don't eat before at all. I like to go like straight fasting and work out. But I think honestly, it's about warming your body up, easing into it. If you go right into a really intense workout first thing, you're going to get lightheaded, you're going to get dizzy, nauseous. It's about easing into it and gradually increasing intensity as you go along.
Yeah, I was doing all the wrong things. I was like eating right before, eating bad things.
No.
Yeah.
That will do it.
And so you usually eat after a workout?
We'll usually eat something right after, like a smoothie or some egg whites afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
An omelet.
Yeah, something to start building those muscles. Muscle repair.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Taylor likes the smoothies. I have to have, like, it's very rare for me to have a smoothie. As you guys notice, you know, I have like
some, I make him drink the green smoothie.
Yeah, and I have to have like chocolate protein in there. For me, it's like egg whites and avocado every day. I'm like a really consistent human, so I don't like to mess with that.
Oh, you're so lucky to be in a place where there's just like avocado all the time.
Do you not have avocado in New York?
We do, but it's like so barely. Seasonal. Barely.
Really?
They're all rock hard right now.
They look okay, but then you cut into them and then they're all brown on the inside. I mean, so deceiving. So I've been deceived too many times by an avocado.
Fooled.
Damn it.
but we were talking last time though about how I was told that I should not do weightlifting or anything and by a doctor, and I was just like, that feels like misogynistic. And then I've also heard of guys being like, I don't want to do yoga because it's like a feminine workout. Like, what do you guys think of gendered workouts and how do you think of those things?
We don't put a label on anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's our entire company standard right there. It's like, if you're moving your body, you're winning. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And I encourage everyone out there listening to this, even as a male, if you have not done Pilates,
it's really hard.
It's so hard. And it crushes you. Yeah. I can do strength all day. I do Pilates. I'm like shaking. She's just looking at me laughing. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Keep laughing. So
tell us more about this because Emily's very outspoken about
I need to say something.
Pilates. But I love Pilates.
Let's narrow in on a point, okay? And then I'll never talk about Pilates again.
No, but I want them to talk about Pilates.
No, I want to hear from you guys, though, okay? For muscle mass, for increasing muscle mass, Pilates is not the go-to. Am I correct in saying that?
No.
For muscle mass.
Well, you guys say no.
Not muscle mass.
Okay.
But for toning and lengthening the muscles, yes.
Listen, I think that if you have increased resistance doing any modality, you can build muscle mass.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And increasing resistance, you can build muscle.
Especially so if you're starting from like nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Okay, good.
Well, do you think there's a reason why men and women gravitate towards certain things or why we're encouraged to do certain things? Like, do you think it's just the way that it's marketed to us? Like, Pilates is a feminine workout. Weightlifting is a masculine workout. Mm. Or do you think there's something innately in us that prefers those workouts? Do you have thoughts on that?
That's a really tough question. And honestly, I think this dates back to like community. When you are usually like with your girlfriends or you're going out, you're working out in a group, you guys like to do slow, like controlled movements, Pilates, and like the guys from what I'm familiar with in my personal training days, they like to get there, they like to go lift and do things like that.
I think it's just like super old school thinking. It's like guys go to the gym and lift heavy weights, girls go and, you know, do a spin class. I don't think that is like that anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why we're like so into no running, no jumping, no weights. He hasn't lifted a weight in 15 years, but he's got muscle. So
yeah,
you can build muscle other ways. It's just super like square on what like the average person thinks that it's like, I have to lift, you know, 100 pounds over my head to build muscle. And that's not the case.
And our whole thing is like, you ditch the weights, never touch them again. Only use resistance bands. We came out with a brand new product that's actually measuring all of your data, your resistance loads, time under tension, things that you would never get from resistance bands or weights. And so when you start to actually transition that over from our experience, when people leave weights and go to bands, they never go back.
Yeah. I actually had resistance bands on my Christmas wish list from my boyfriend's mom, and she gave them to me. And I love them, but I love that yours actually tells you like your results and your data, because that is something that, I mean, you can tell the color of the band. Okay, I'm using this band, but how do you know when to use the next band or like what you're actually doing?
And you hit it out of the park. That's exactly right. And so when we created this product, we looked at resistance bands. I'm like, why are they so dated and old school? Why is there
data?
They're so old school. Even using them in physical therapy, it's the same thing. And then for us, we wanted something that I would personally use and be able to see progress. And our product is like your personal trainer that you're working with right now for $5 a month. We're taking all of your data, we're putting it in our algorithm, and we're actually recommending specific workouts to prevent injuries, correct muscle imbalances, and show progress over time.
And I don't have to walk to his studio. Ooh.
That's just an added plus.
He's like,
I love that. Bye-bye, Ahmed. No, I'm just kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about starting the Lit Method? Justin, am I correct that you sustained an injury and that's kind of what went into the let's market resistance bands for people who have had injuries?
Correct. I suffered a life-threatening injury. I cut my main artery, four tendons, multiple blood transfusions.
So
how?
A piece of glass fell on me. My parents were like remodeling their
home. And he was like this.
Went like this. It caught my arm, ripped all the way down.
Oh my God.
My main artery snapped so high in my bicep. After around 6 hours of surgery, they wanted to come in, ask my family if they can amputate my arm. Coming from a sports background, and that was my whole life, my family's whole life, they said absolutely not. Brought in a second surgeon. They were actually able to save my my arm, but I went through 18 months of physical therapy. It was a tough time for me.
Wow. Oh my God. That sounds like hell.
It was hell. And then when I got out, the recovery, I think for me, was harder than actually having the injury and going through that because I love to play sports.
Yeah.
I went into the PT thing and they said, hey, listen, you're never going to be able to throw baseball again. You can try all you want.
Is that true?
That was what I got. That's the feat. No, today I can throw a baseball. I would never have full mobility in my wrist. I still don't have
take
full
that.
Mobility.
Medicine. Just kidding.
Exactly. And then after I went through that physical therapy, I went right back to my old ways where I started lifting weights and I started getting hurt like crazy. I couldn't understand why. And then I started to understand I had a massive muscle imbalance. My whole right side of my body, I wasn't able to use it at maximum capacity for so long. Started experimenting with resistance bands, started focusing on left versus right training, and really got a fantastic workout. And that's how we built our entire business, our brand, right out of the gate. No running, no jumping, no weights. And we really live by that.
That's amazing. So what does it look like? Is it a little ball?
For?
That the bands come out of.
Oh.
Our band?
Yeah. Like how does it measure it? Where's the science?
Show the sensor.
Let me show you. So we've got this sensor.
Okay.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It looks like a cowbell.
Exactly.
And then it just connects.
Okay.
And then
Resistance band, which is a tubular resistance band, not a flat pappardelle one like I have.
Oh, I have the pappardelle ones too.
Okay.
I've never heard of that before.
This is a Bucatini.
It's a Bucatini.
Let's put Bucatini on our website.
Yes. Right now. This is the pasta workout.
Exactly.
I love that. So yeah, all you do is there's no buttons, there's no cords. You never have to charge it because we're like serial non-charging people. And you just turn it on like this and you pull. and then it just measures all of your fun resistance.
That's amazing.
Literally, when we say it's a full gym in the palm of your hand, like that's what it is. And this, you can do strength training, Pilates, everything, and it records every single one of your data points.
And then the other end of the cord is connected to like the wall or something?
Yeah, so you can connect it. You can connect it, like use it as a regular standard resistance band, but you could also connect it to a fence, over the door, under the door, around a tree, anywhere.
Unreal.
So it's really like, yeah, you can take it anywhere.
Okay, I was picturing the craziest contraption. I was picturing like a big magic eight ball that had like bunch of slats where like it was like different things coming out, and then it would like tell you how you were. It's not that, you guys. This is very effective
as possible. Yeah.
Super
and very pretty.
You could literally put it in your purse.
Literally, yeah, it comes in a beautiful little bag.
Oh, cute! You can
throw it in your handbag. Mm-hmm. Your backpack, your suitcase, whatever it is.
Very cute. And do you take those with you when you travel?
We do. Absolutely, 100%. I'm pretty addicted to data in general. And there's one thing to have data, and there's another one how to use it. And so
he's like an Apple Watch freak. I won't even wear my Apple
Watch. And my Apple Watch, when it dies, I'm like so disappointed.
Who am I without it?
I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but with this product, I'm like, when we had the prototypes, we kept having to charge it, and I'd go to use it, and it would die on me. I'm like, what is going on? Went back to the drawing board, and now she's like, get rid of all the buttons, no charging, 3-year battery life to activate it. All you do is pull on it. This was quite the project, 2 years in the making.
Yeah,
so I'm very excited.
It was definitely a doozy.
That's so cool.
Wow. Well, I really commend you guys. That's really awesome. Especially the fact that you guys started this business together. That's so unique and special.
And tough to get through.
Yeah.
For any partnership.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like
let
you're
alone
the perfect
somebody
couple.
That you have to go home to.
Yeah.
It was a grind. I can tell you.
It's been a grind.
But mm-hmm. I kind of did want to ask your opinion about something. Do you think for somebody who is just starting out working out, somebody who wants to dabble in working out, wants to build their own fitness plan, what do you think are the most important things to focus on when you're assessing your goals or planning out a fitness routine for yourself?
I think it's put together a roadmap that you can really accomplish. It's not about you have to go from 0 to 100. It's small steps. Those steps start to add up, and then you start to get momentum. When you have momentum, it's a lot easier to stay motivated. The last thing you want to do is come out of the gate and work out as hard as you can. You're sore, you can't walk for 4 days, you're throwing up. Like those things start to really weigh on you. And I think from anyone starting out, it's take the small steps. They start to really add up, and you'll see the progress over time. And that's why it's so important to have data, because when you look at it, you're like, wow, look where I've started to where
I can see it visually, like what I
exactly. You can see the growth.
Exactly.
So I have a friend who made a sex toy where you can log your orgasms. Like it like collects data. And like, I just think that's so cool because like, again, you can see what you're doing, but then there are some things that I think data like might get in the way. Like I stopped using the data because I was like, I feel like too much pressure now. But like we were talking about.
Yeah, like what's my time?
Yeah.
Can I beat my time?
Yeah, I'm trying to beat my time. But like Emily was talking about how she used to use MyFitnessPal a lot. And I feel like that's also very data-based and could get like a little toxic. So
Obsessive.
Yeah. Is there any time where you're like, oh my God, like not the data is destroying my life, but like.
Not to be dramatic.
I feel beholden to the data, or like I see like myself working out for all these days in a row and then I see this drop off, and like I feel like, how do you deal with those feelings?
The best part about our product is we ran into this, especially training in our backgrounds, because I know that a lot of my previous clients would become obsessed with this. Mm-hmm. And so with our feature, you can drag and drop and hide your data. So if you don't want to see it, you don't have
to. It's like widgets. So you can
maneuver
and show different things. But it's also just like, we use the data as education points, because we're not, no device out there is measuring left to right. So we have to use that data to kind of coach everyone in and give information. So it's like, how do we slowly integrate that into your experience, but not overwhelm the customer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, Do you do any other workouts besides Lit Method?
This is all we do.
No, we're like diehards. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, these guys are the real fucking deal. Well, they do their workout.
But maybe she
and
goes
only...
to Zumba secretly at night. I don't know.
You're not seeing me in Zumba class. I can tell you that.
Oh, my God.
I would love to see you in Zumba.
Practice those salsa moves.
Swivel those hips.
Is there anything else that you enjoy? Like, do you guys, Justin, do you still enjoy playing sports, or did your injury really limit your ability to do that?
Honestly, I enjoy playing sports. I don't really do it anymore.
We play tennis together.
We do play tennis together, okay, which is really fun. But I think for us, we like to do things together, and like skiing and snowboarding. You know, this year Taylor's going hella skiing with me out of a helicopter, and we're doing that whole thing. So we're pretty intense on anything we do.
Yeah.
But those are about the hobbies we have outside of like working out and
running. We love to eat.
Cool.
Yes. Total foodies.
Total foodies.
Oh, I was actually going to ask you this, but I'll ask you guys, what is the most delicious thing you've eaten recently?
Yesterday I had donuts.
So. We are also having a donut week.
It's donut season.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Donuts. Wait, am I right about this though? November feels like donut season.
It's time for donuts.
The question is, do you heat your donuts up?
Nope.
You heat your donuts up? This is going to, we're not friends anymore.
New York versus LA in the donut off.
Heat our donuts up and they're so good.
You have to heat them up.
Are we talking
just
cake?
Try.
Are we I'll talking cake try. Donuts? Cake donuts or yeast donuts?
Good question.
We're talking
all donuts, like
Krispy
Kreme.
Okay,
the cakey ones that are here.
Have you had mochi donuts?
Oh, so good.
No, but I was at a party and I saw them, but I did not try them because they're not hot. I like hot.
You guys,
warm.
Oh, but I'm sure you can heat them up. But here, mochi donuts are that's the best.
Oh, they're really good.
If you are a textural eater. And you also like to eat things in small bites, get a mochi donut.
And also, if you like those Asian flavors, like I love mochi.
They do all the different flavors, but they are like linked little balls. So you can break off and share with your friends. So I bought like a 6-pack and like brought it to a party, and we all got to have different without it being like disgusting.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
So you'll probably see us post about that on Friday.
I can't wait. That's amazing. Donut tangent over.
Yeah, donut tangent over.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't think we asked you this already, but I'm curious. Do you take rest days? Do you guys take rest days? It sounds like you get up and work out every morning, but like there are just some days when
we definitely rest.
Oh, okay. You definitely rest. Okay. And how many would you say you take a week?
Sunday is like our ultimate rest day.
Okay.
Very biblical.
Sunday is like our ultimate rest day. And I think T will take a few rest days here and there as well.
I'll take a little bit more rest days, Justin.
I love
I think it's
that.
Like 3 rest days a week I'll take, and Justin will take maybe one.
Justin, do you get lonely when she doesn't come work out with you?
She'll call me and she'll be like, "What are you doing down there?" Like,
she gets lonely.
They FaceTime from the gym.
Literally. She's like, "I'm needy." We used to like, we have obviously a studio in West Hollywood, but now since obviously COVID, we just work out at home and that's all we do. Mm-hmm. So literally I'm, 100 feet away. She's like, my phone's ringing. What are you doing over there?
And do you guys use a mat with Lit Method, or it's just like any floor surface, anywhere, anytime?
It depends what workout you're doing. If you're doing Pilates, we definitely recommend having a mat, which obviously we have on our website and things like that. But for all the strength training, cardio, stuff like that, you don't need one.
And you guys do videos on your website as well?
We teach together.
We actually teach on the platform as well.
Look at that. So people could go visit the website, see a free class.
I'm assuming that the instructors are what sets it apart. Like there's an app that is connected that you can pay for monthly, correct? And And I'm assuming that the instruction plays a really big role in the effectiveness of the workout at home.
Correct. All of our instructors go through a very, very intense training. They practice the LIP method. There is a madness behind the method. There's specific movements and specific sections that blend it all together. When you take one of our workouts, you really notice that it's a combination between cardio and strength. But right when you're hitting that breaking point of like too much cardio, you're transitioning. The transitions are very fast. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes goes by extremely fast. And the sweet spot on our platform is actually a 20-minute workout.
Everyone thinks low impact's, you know, easy. It's like, you know, very relaxed. No. We're high intensity. Mm-hmm. We like to do things different. So like the branding of the brand is very intense to try to like evoke that, because mm-hmm. a lot of people walk in and like, it's yoga.
It's not yoga. Yeah. No, it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to be jumping. You're not going to break your joints.
Correct.
I think that's actually good to clarify though, because probably a lot of people don't know the difference between high impact and low impact.
Low impact.
And low impact is much, much better for your joints.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's correct. And it's all about longevity, right? Mm-hmm. You know, how long can you work out? How frequently can you work out without the risk of injury? In any of our classes, one foot is on the floor at any given moment. We stay away from injury prone joints like shoulders, wrists, ankles, etc. We really lean in on making it a safe, fun, effective workout.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds safe and fun and cool, and I want to try it.
I do too. Yeah.
I did have a question before we let you go. So we were talking about different body types, ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph. Are those real things, and like, should they dictate what kind of exercises people do?
I don't think you should put a label on your body by any means. Yes, you'll have specific body types, but you should never put a label on your body and be like, I can only do these certain workouts because these are good for my body type. I think that you should do any kind of workout or modality that makes you feel good from the inside out, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Don't put any labels on yourself or your workouts.
As long as you're working out.
Yeah.
And stay healthy.
We say it all the time, and you'll hear this when you go on our platform, whether it's a 5-minute class or a 15-minute class, you mm-hmm. just moved your body, you're winning.
Yeah.
Count that as a win.
100%. You gotta count
those. I love that. I wonder if our mental state plays into it more than we even realize. Like if I think that I'm a person that can't put on muscle easily, then maybe that's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Or maybe if I think I'm somebody who puts it on too quickly, I'll leave the gym and be like, oh, I'm jacked, but I'm not.
Or, you know, similarly, if you had accepted when you had your injury that you would never throw a baseball again.
You might not. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all about your mentality. I mean, that's the way we think.
I lied. I have another question.
Boom.
Tell us. Hit us.
Okay. How do you guys motivate each other without offending each other?
I'm pretty intense, you guys.
We're both really intense humans. Like, we have, like, the same communication style. We're just like, say it.
I think we're really, really direct humans. And I think that we're on a mission right now. And, you know, we have direct communication with ourselves, with anyone that's really around us, whether that's family, friends, team members. We're just really direct humans. And so I think we've communicated that since day one. I think it's really helped our relationship. And then in general, just our business, because nobody really has time for bullshit and things like that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. I got thick skin. She has thick skin. Like, let's just get to the point and move on. Or when we do have arguments or fights, it's like 5 minutes. We're like, this is not productive.
I'm like, this is not productive.
We're wasting time.
Tell me what's going on.
That's tell me.
So
lay down.
Funny.
I wanted mochi donuts last
night. Yes. Go get them.
That's great.
Sesame flavor. Matcha flavor.
Yeah, the matcha ones so good.
There's apple crisp flavor right now.
Okay, you guys are selling me. Guys,
you know what you need to get?
Donuts.
The yuzu flavor. It's like a lemony.
Oh, yeah, it's zesty.
It's zesty.
It's
so
nice.
Good. It's so good.
Yeah. You guys, this has been so fun talking to you. Emily, do you have any other questions before we let them go?
No, but you guys have been so lovely. I loved hearing from you, and you answered so many questions that we had.
I have another question. I'm so sorry.
I love it.
How would I do a leg exercise with this band? Because I'm picturing it in my head and I know it's wrong. It's here she goes.
So you can do Pilates. You can do Pilates. You can do everything with this system. So we have in their little kit comes ankle cuffs.
Uh-huh.
So you can think of them as
Pilates
loops. So you can do all the lower body exercise, kickbacks.
I love a kickback.
Curls, squats, all of it. And the best thing is like literally you just click in place, you snap in, you snap out, done. You can literally transition from upper body to lower body in seconds.
You guys have thought of everything.
I love that it straps to your ankle, because those other, those like cheap resistance bands that you get on Amazon, you have to put your foot through it and it always slips out.
Unless you have like an ankle monitor, like a Martha Stewart situation.
Like if I'm in prison.
Like the DUI ones.
Yeah. Stay in shape.
I got mine on right now.
No, but if you don't have an ankle monitor, the Lit Method has solved this for you. They have ankle straps. And you guys, it sounds like you can work out anywhere, which is amazing.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty clutch.
We love it.
We love it.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you and follow you?
You could, we actually share an Instagram.
Of course you do.
It's Justin and Taylor, and then obviously at Lit Method, and then anyone that's interested in our products, memberships, they can go right to our website, and then we'll also have an exclusive promotion for anyone that's interested in purchasing after hearing this podcast.
Amazing.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that, guys?
You're so lucky.
20% off.
20% off.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Here I come.
Oh, yeah, you just converted two more people.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you guys.
It was
fun. Thank you for having us.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And then don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination. And we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.